You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Fisher from Chiro Basics. Today's episode, we're here to talk about Facebook. Facebook ads specifically, and even more specifically, what you can do to get more out of your Facebook ads. There's a lot of marketers out there that will run Facebook ads for you, and the problem that you'll probably experience, if you haven't already, is that they're all doing the same thing. They're all running a new patient special lead ad that's trying to collect somebody's information in your local area through an offer. And you're probably getting those leads, and they're bad phone numbers, they're bad email addresses. You get them into your office and they're not starting care. They're just there for that quick $20 adjustment and you never see them again. This is a common problem for chiropractors who run Facebook ads. The quality is just not great. So why is that? And what can you do to make it better? Well, first off, the reason why you're probably not getting the leads that you want and the patients that you want is because the people that are signing up for your lead ad are the people who just want the offer. They want that quick $20 adjustment, and that's it. They're not actually interested in you, in your brand, and the lifestyle that you promote through healthy living by getting chiropractic care. So we have to think about things a little bit differently to make sure that the people we do get pulled in from Facebook are actually there to commit to long-term health care and making a better lifestyle for themselves, and that believe in your ability to help them get there. So we need to rethink how we do Facebook, and we're going to chat about that today. So we run new patient special ads for our clients. We definitely do that. We're not saying to not do that, but we want to do it a little bit differently. We don't want to just show a new offer to anybody who's on Facebook in your area, because that's not going to get you the results that you want. Instead, what you want to do is show that offer to people who know who you are and have engaged with you before. Meaning, let's get your name out there and position yourself as a trustworthy health provider that can help them solve health issues. So that way they trust you, they believe in you, and then let's pull them in with that offer after that. So how we do that is through patient education. The thing that is challenging is that there's a lot of people out there that could use chiropractic care, and they just don't know it. They don't know what chiropractic is. They don't know your office exists. They don't know what you do and how you can help them. They're probably having back pain or knee pain or shoulder pain or headaches or migraines or not getting good night's rest or whatever the case is that you can help solve for them, and they just don't know it. So we have to teach them all the cool things that you're doing to help make people's lives better. And we can do that through Facebook with our ads. And we're going to do this a little bit differently. So instead of running that new patient special offer and blasting it out, we're going to create videos on Facebook that allow you to get people's attention and educate them about what you're doing and how you're helping people in the community. So that way you can get them to start trusting you. They recognize your name. They know who you are, what you do. And once we kind of warmed up that relationship and built some rapport with those people, then we're going to start serving them an offer to come in and get care. So the strategy, we go over this strategy a lot and some of our other materials. So I'm not gonna go into the weeds of how this is done specifically, but I want to position it this way to because Facebook videos and why creating videos is so important. Because if you want to run this strategy and start using your content to educate and build awareness and rapport with your local community, you have to create videos. This is a huge piece of doing that. And you probably didn't get into chiropractic because you wanted to be in front of a video camera, but there's going to be a lot of benefits to the to you down the road as you create this content and start building your name in the community more through education. So that's the high level view of the strategy, and you can check out our other material if you want to know more about that strategy and how that actually works. But today specifically, we want to talk about how can you create videos that are going to actually get you where you want to, how to create better videos for Facebook, because you're not a videographer. You didn't go to school for creating videos, and you probably don't have like all this professional equipment to make videos or video editing software and knowledge of how to use that software. So we're going to try to like give you the quick hitters of like best practices so you can quickly make videos that are high quality that people will watch and engage with. So the first part that you want to think about is the actual method of recording. So let's talk about the equipment that you'll use for the recording, and then we'll talk about the recording itself. So first off, you need a camera. You probably don't have a really nice, expensive, fancy camera laying around. And that's fine. You don't need one. Because if you have a recently new smartphone, you probably have an incredible camera right in your pocket. And you can definitely make Facebook ads just using the camera on your smartphone. So there's typically two cameras on a smartphone. You have the front one and the back one. Try to use the back one. That's typically going to be better quality than the front camera. But either way, you're probably going to be in okay shape using either camera. So use your smartphone as a camera. Now, the challenging piece of doing your videos with your smartphone is the audio typically is not great, because if you're at any distance, it's not able to pick up your voice as well. Sometimes it'll pick up background noise. If it's in your office, you have people shuffling around in the background. That can cause audio issues. And if you have bad audio, people will not listen to your videos. They have no interest in listening to a bunch of noise. They just want to hear you talk. So you have to make sure that you can increase your audio quality in order to get people to actually listen and watch. And in order to do that, you can actually go on Amazon and you can buy these little lapel mics. It's basically this little clip-on mic that you can clip onto your shirt, and it's got a wire that runs, and you can plug that right into your phone. And that solves the audio issue for using your phone, because now you have a mic right next to your head, and that's going to pick up your audio really good. You can get lapel mics that have really long cords. I think there's one on there for like that's 20 feet long, which is great because you can plug it into your phone. You can set your phone somewhere and step back and do your recording and have really good audio without having to be right in front of your phone. So that solves the audio issue. The next thing to consider is your lighting. So typically natural lighting is best for video. If you don't have a lot of windows, or maybe it's not a bright enough day, that's when you would resort to lights that you have in your office or wherever you're shooting your video. But sometimes that lighting is still not enough. So you can actually go and buy pretty cheap lights off of Amazon. There's actually one that we're going to link to that it's a stand for your phone, and it has a light equipment attached to it. Which is really neat because it's kind of a two-in-one. You're able to use your phone for your recording, set it up at a decent height so it can face you, and it's not shaking or dropping or anything like that. And then it has a light built into it. And I think it's like $30 or $40 for this whole thing. That's the stand, the holder, and the light equipment. So it's a low investment, and it can actually really help you set you up for success when you actually do your recording. So lighting, that's the last piece, is lighting. So for the camera, use your phone. The audio, get a lapel mic. For the lighting, you know, get something like the stand light combo. It'll make it really easy for you to physically set up your ability to record a nice video. Now, when you actually go do the recording, let's talk about, you know, how you actually execute and the things that you talk about, and you know, some tips and tricks of making it engaging. So the first thing is that you're recording this for Facebook and probably Instagram. So most people that use Facebook and Instagram is they're on their phone. So record your video accordingly, vertically. People don't use Facebook horizontally. So record your video up and down. If you want to use your video for like YouTube, then yeah, you'd want to record it horizontally. But most of your videos are probably going to be used on a social piece. So you want to record vertically, so that way you can actually like use it as a story and people can see it. And or when someone views it, it actually takes up most of the screen or all of the screen. So record your video vertically. And then, of course, you can always crop it if necessary into a square to fit on like a newsfeed or something. So you're going to get better value out of your video if you record it vertically originally. And then if you want to post it on YouTube or something, maybe you record a second version that's horizontal. The next thing is keep it short. Social media is, people have short attention spans. So you're not going to create a 10, 20 minute video about something technical about chiropractic. You need to keep these, you know, 1 to 3 minutes really, is the kind of the sweet spot. You don't want to get lost in the weeds. You're not going to keep people's attention long enough to get value out of this. So keep your video short and sweet. And usually, you know, to help keep your video short and sweet, try to make this content about, like, make it valuable for them in ways that they can do things at home to help improve their health. So videos that we like to see are like, you know, tips and tricks to reduce headaches and migraine issues, or exercises at home that help with back pain. And you can just talk about that for a couple minutes. Give a couple things that people should know about and then consider doing at home to help with those issues, and you're good. That's all you really need to do. So you don't have to make this complicated. Keep it short. Talk about something valuable that they can do themselves, and don't try selling yourself really hard. What you don't want to do is post this video and then people think, oh, they're just trying to like sell me into their practice. And instead, what you want to do is build trust, give them value by giving them those tips and tricks, and stop trying to pitch yourself all the time. Just give value, because people will remember that, and when they have a back issue or they have a headache, they're going to think, oh yeah, I watched this video from that chiropractor. Maybe I should give them a call. Instead, if you're trying to constantly sell yourself in these videos, then people are going to think that, you know, you get that used car salesman feeling, and it kind of leaves a bad taste in people's mouths. So don't avoid selling. Don't oversell yourself. Just provide value. Make the content valuable for them. Change up the setting that you're in when you record the video. Don't consistently sit at your desk and do it at your desk. Don't do it in the same spot every time. Make the background different. Do one in the front office, do one in the back office, do one in an adjustment room, do one outside. Change up the scenery so that way when people see these videos, it doesn't look the same every time. If someone sees you sitting at your desk and then next week they see another video of you just sitting at your desk, they're going to think it's the same video. So if you change out the video location, so the background is different, you know, you're in a different area, this is going to help you get people to actually watch, because it's capturing their attention. It's something new and fresh. Use props and visuals. This is really valuable because you know, to you, you see a prop of a spine every day, but people who don't see chiropractors, that's unique. They don't see that. So capture their attention by using, you know, your props. It really creates something that's engaging and something unique that they're not used to seeing. So take advantage of that. When you go to make the video, try to put yourself in a mindset that you're recording it to answer a specific question for one person. Act like you're talking to one patient. That's going to help you be more comfortable being on camera by getting yourself in this mindset that you're not talking to a large audience. You're probably not going to get tens of thousands of views on these videos, and that's okay. That's not what you're aiming for, but don't overhype yourself and get you intimidated by being in front of the camera. Get yourself in the mindset, I'm just talking to an individual patient. This video is specifically for one person. It's going to help, you know, calm you to get in front of the camera and be natural in your tone of voice and the authenticity of your speech. If you need ideas for what to talk about, there's a really cool resource that we like to go to. It's called answerthepublic.com. And this is a really great resource for researching content, because you're able to look up, you can type in any keyword really, and it will spit back all of these different topics that people are searching for on Google. So you could type in, for example, back pain, and it's going to come up with a bunch of things that people would search into Google, and that gives you topics that you could talk about. These different topics that it spits back are perfect for you to create a quick video on. So go on to Answer the Public, type in keywords for different symptoms or services and answer these questions and create videos about those answers, and you'll have all sorts of topics to choose from. Once you have these videos, then it really becomes about the strategy of how you promote these videos. Now, you can publish them to your page on your organic feed, but that only is going to show to people who already follow you. So really, the best thing to do is use these videos in an advertising strategy. You pay for more placements on Facebook. And we have all sorts of content about our strategy that we recommend for chiropractors to use that help you get more results. Again, this is a little bit different than just blasting out a new patient special, but using these videos is going to help you long-term really position yourself as the local celebrity for healthcare and chiropractic. You're going to educate people in your community about the things that you do and the things that you can help them with. You're really setting yourself to be the expert, the go-to person. You're building rapport and trust with your community. And then you can start pulling people in through these offers. It's worth doing an offer if you can get it in front of the right people, but just blasting out an offer just doesn't get you the results that you need. It doesn't get you the patients that you want, so we recommend education to your community first, and then pulling those people that are engaging in with an ad, with an offer ad. So our challenge to you really is to get your equipment ready, do some testing to make sure you're comfortable using it, and then try one video. Go create one video by the end of this week and see how it goes. Send it to us. We'll give you some feedback on it and help you get better at creating these videos, because this is going to help you long term. We want you to get comfortable being on camera, creating these videos quickly, and rotating them into your social campaigns, because this is how you're going to get better and better results and more traction with growing your practice on social. There's huge opportunities here. There's people driving by your practice every day who need what you do and they just don't know it. So go out there, educate people as much as you can to get them nodding their head yes and buying into the chiropractic lifestyle. And you can do that through Facebook videos. So go out there and try it. We're excited to see what you come back with. Let us know. We're here for you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.